Hey guys, it's Kayla from Mothering Together with ADHD. I'm your host, and today let's chat about template schedules. You may have heard me use this term before in the podcast and wondered, what the heck is a template schedule? Well, today we're going to talk about it, and it's really just a useful framework for scheduling your week in a way that doesn't take as much thought, is a little easier. Hi guys, welcome to Mothering Together with ADHD, the podcast for stay-at-home moms with ADHD that helps you to schedule your life. Not just the events and the have-tos, but also the want-tos and the things that really make you feel like yourself, even in this season of giving, giving, giving. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm an ADHD stay-at-home mom myself who struggles day in and day out, but I have found certain things help to make this journey so much more enjoyable, and I am here to share those things with you today. Grab your iced coffee and let's dive in. If you ever feel overwhelmed when you're like, what the heck am I going to do with these kids all week? Well, a template schedule is your friend. So it simplifies your life in a way that helps you. Talk about that. Let's talk about that feeling. So sometimes you get to the middle of the week and you're like, this week is dragging. And also I haven't done anything that I need to do. And I'm bored and I'm snapping at my kids and I don't know what to do and blah, blah, blah. What do I do when I feel that way? I switch on my template schedule on my Google Calendar and I look at what are my options for right now? What could I do? What switch could I make that will help our family to feel better and to just be in the flow better? So how do I do that? Well, let's talk about it. You have to create a template schedule. And this is where you kind of have to sit down with your resources and look at what is going on in your town at like any given moment in time. So for my town, we have resources. We don't have as many resources as like a city would, but we have a library, we have a recreation department, we have a local, a local gymnastics studio with drop-in times, which is really fun. And we also have like an indoor playground. So these are kind of the places where if we're going to go out to a place to like a, I guess, go out to an indoor place, those are our options. We also have some favorite places we like to go. Like there's a local flower shop, a local garden center where they have turtles you can see. So my kids love a good turtle. So that's an option. And there's hikes we like to do. So kind of brainstorm that stuff out. And then you can put that into a template schedule. And you can also add like options. Anyway, we'll talk about this more. So basically you have to start at the beginning, which is write out every single day of the week. And then you have to put in your must-dos. So basically the things where you have to do them. So school times, you have to go to certain events. If your kids do like an extracurricular activity, like karate or soccer or anything like a practice, put those into your schedule. If your kid goes to any sort of like speech therapy, occupational therapy, mental health therapy, you know, the gambit, right? Like any of those things that are regularly scheduled appointments that you have to go to, put those in plus the travel time. Put those on a schedule. Then from there, you'll see where you have space. And you have to add in certain things. Maybe you could look at your schedule and you could look at what's available in your town and you can kind of jot down the different things that are available that you might have availability to do them. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't have anything scheduled there, so you could do them. You don't have to, but you could. So let's say Mondays, you don't have anything in the morning and your library has a free to anyone who's in the town, a free story time for kids, your kids' age. Great. You put that in your schedule and then Monday morning comes around. Your kiddos are driving you a little bit nuts. You look at your template and you're like, hey, we could go to story time. great, let's go. Or if there's nothing available on Monday mornings, I suggest that you still put in like what you could do. So let's say on Mondays, there's no library time, but I could take the kids to the garden center to look at the turtles every Monday. I could go to my favorite coffee shop. One of the things that really helps us with ADHD is community. And I think often being stuck at home or feeling stuck at home can really drag us down. So creating a sort of rhythm to your week where you see the same people, even if they're like strangers, seeing the same community members really kind of boosts you up and makes you feel connected. So there's that. Then as you work your way through your week, you can kind of create a template for not only the events you're going to do, but also what kinds of days you're going to have. Like if you heard back, I don't even know what episode it was, I talked about dump and donuts day. We created this day on Fridays where I would take my kids to the dump, we would throw away the garbage, and then we would get donuts, right? Because I freaking hate going to the dump, so we would get dump and donuts every Friday. Creating these rhythms in your week will help you, they'll help your kids, and they'll help everyone to feel and know what to expect on any given day. So that's really helpful. Pulling this all the way back to the five key cornerstones being a stay-at-home mom, we're going to have to think about what are people going to wear? What are people going to eat? How are we going to spend our time? The template schedule is definitely a time management tool, but you can integrate all of the cornerstones in it. How are you going to maintain your house during the week? Like which days are going to be laundry days and which days are going to be maybe not laundry days? And what's the fifth one? Why am I forgetting? Time management, maintenance, feed your people. Oh, obviously, mothering is the one I forgot. How are you going to show up as a mom? Maybe on Mondays, you are in a mindset day where you're like really focusing on gratitude. And on Tuesdays in motherhood, you're in like a teaching mode. And on Wednesdays, you put on a different hat. And on Thursdays, you put on a different hat. And on Fridays, you see how, because we have ADHD, this life can just feel really, really boring. And so when you create this template, you can kind of play around and say, okay, well, on Mondays, I'm going to really focus on this element. On Tuesdays, this element. I'm going to help my kids with social skills on Wednesdays. On Thursdays, I'm going to focus on their fine motor skills. On Fridays, we're going to focus on reading skills. Saturdays are going to be like nature. I don't know, nature skills. Creating the expectations for a day and switching them up is really going to help you. It's really going to help your kids to have that sort of vibrancy in your life that you and I need. And so that's what I think. I think you should really focus on creating a template that gives you what you need and using it to create flexibility in your life. So you can go as surface level as possible and just put in the events, and that is helpful in and of itself. You can put in what you have to do every week. Easy. Get that on a piece of paper or on your Google Calendar or whatever. You also can get more heavy. You can add in some options. You could talk about food. You could say on Mondays, you could be rigid. And you could say Mondays, every Monday we have waffles, every Tuesday we have pancakes, every Wednesday, blah, blah, blah. Or you could create like thematic days, like Mondays are sheet pan meals, Tuesdays are tacos, Wednesdays are soup, Thursday, you know what I mean? So you could take this template pretty far. It's up to you. If that would serve you, then yes. But if that is a hyper-focus that you're not going to use, then no. So if you would like help creating a template schedule, I am offering in December, I'm offering two free coaching sessions to two listeners. So if you'd like to apply for that opportunity, just reach out at hello@motheringtogether.com. That's hello@motheringtogether.com. So if you would like that opportunity, let me know. And I can't wait to try it out and figure out what your template schedule could look like.